Welcome back to the Maggie Don Show. I am your guest host this afternoon. My name is Dan Schaefer. Thank you so much for joining us. We've been joined for the last segment here and in the next segment by NBC News national reporter Natasha Kurecki. Natasha, thank you again so much for joining us here on the Maggie Don Show.
Thanks for having me.
So we've been talking a little bit about the race for DNC party chair. And Natasha's done quite a bit of reporting on some of the candidates who have jumped into the race. And as there is with all things, there is a Wisconsin connection to this race, with Democratic State Party Chair Ben Wickler's name being tossed around quite a bit by a number of people. And I wrote a piece on that today at the Recombobulation Area. Go check it out. The headline is, Wickler could be the Goldilocks candidate for DNC chair. A number of people in Wisconsin who I've been talking to over the past few days have characterized Wickler as the most effective state party chair in the country. One person even said Wickler could be a national hero in this role if he were to make that run. And he is, as we've both reported, you reported first, that he is seriously considering a run for this role. And one of the things that I think, you know, is interesting about Wickler as opposed to some of the other candidates, and is that, you know, he has built the state party in Wisconsin, and going from a state party chair to a national party chair, which I think could be an interesting step. And you know, obviously one of the other candidates, like we talked about in the last segment, is the chair from Minnesota, Ken Martin. And I think, you know, the Republicans have had some success with this as well, having state party chairs make the jump to the national committee chair. We saw that with Reince Priebus here in Wisconsin, going from the state party to the national party. You know, a Republican source pointed out to me that actually just happened with the most recent election, with Michael Whatley going from the North Carolina Republican Party chair to the head of the RNC. So what do you make of that, you know, that as part of this, as, you know, going from a state party level to the national party chair, instead of just being, you know, a big name strategist, or like you mentioned, Rahm Emanuel is in the mix. So what do you make of that dynamic here?
Yeah, well, that's a really interesting point. And I think what that points to is people who want to see results, like that you have actually done this work. Can you talk to Black voters? Can you speak to, can you go knock on doors and organize? Can you demonstrate you have a record in organizing? Are you making headway with different electorates, and particularly in a battleground state? And certainly North Carolina has become one, although Trump did it when more decisively than Democrats had hoped. But Wisconsin, you know, right down the middle.
Always going to be right, 50-50 yeah. State. The five of the last seven presidential elections in Wisconsin decided by less than 1%. Don't see that changing anytime soon.
Right. So, you know, to that extent, I would think that Wickler has a very good argument there, that you can argue that, you know, is it a microcosm? Is Wisconsin a microcosm of the country in certain aspects anyway? That it is divided down the middle, that there are rural parts and urban parts, young voters in Dane County and, you know, in Milwaukee, a difficulty with getting Black voters engaged and getting them out. So, you know, in that sense, you know, point to the results. You know, how can you prove that you've done this before? Well, he can prove that he put these, you know, we discussed earlier, put some of these local races, like the Supreme Court races before and now future, on the map. And also, you know, I saw him a lot just in you know, when Harris was touring around Wisconsin and going to those rallies, he would always go up and speak and say, you know, we're only, you know, two votes per precinct or whatever the away from winning back the majority, or at least, you know, breaking the Republicans' hold on the state legislature. You know, he made sure to make all those races it makes sense that all of those mattered. And I think in that respect, that's a very good argument for him moving forward, you know, with a party chair who needs to know how to do those things.
Mm-hmm. So as this race takes shape, do you think there are any, like, potential front runners, top candidates, anything like that as we look ahead? Because I think it was from what I understand, this vote would be happening in mid-February for this for this role. So what are you expecting for, you know, who to emerge as top candidates, and what should we be looking for the next couple months here?
Right. Well, I mean, I would expect Wickler, if he gets in, that's going to be the razzle dazzle name that gets in. I mean, it is somebody that a lot of people are pulling for. He's well known nationally and he's well liked, as you said. You know, the less sexy name is Ken Martin, because, you know, to the average person, who is Ken Martin? But again, within the DNC, these are people who've known him for years, who trust him, you know, and he's already seems to be getting some traction. Wickler, I think, has to really work hard to have those conversations with people. He can do it. And I have talked to a lot of people who have no doubt that he can, but Martin, you know, is there already. He has earned their trust over the years. So those are two names. If Rahm Emanuel gets in, that's, you know, it's going to be, you know, this major clash between progressives and the, you know, pragmatism. And you know, he left as Chicago mayor. He did not run a third term because he would have lost a third term. It was right after the Laquan McDonald shooting of a young man, by Chicago cops, a video that was suppressed. He was really in the thick of all of that. So, you know, that's just going to create, AOC already called him a disease when Axelrod floated it. So, that'll be, you know, fun for us to cover. But a big name for sure.
Well, Natasha, thank you so much for taking some time this afternoon to join us here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Look for her reporting at NBC News on the DNC chair race going forward. Natasha, thank you so much again for joining us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, and we'll be switching gears a little bit, talking a little Milwaukee Bucks after the break. Stick with us on the Maggie Dawn Show.